question. It came from our study of heaven and hell, and it was related to the question of purgatory. Is there two places after death, or are there three places after death?
好，那个我们继续回到我们关于末世的学习上。那因为我们这个学习呢，就在前两周呢有一系列的问题，我们今天开始看一个前两周没有回答的当中的问题之一，就是关于炼狱，是不是有炼狱这么一个地方？那是不是除了天堂和地狱还有第三个地方？
There are some people who purport to be Bible teachers who will tell you that there is a third place.
那有的人呢，他们自称是圣经的教师，那他说呢，还有第三个地方。
But for many reasons, we know that there is no third place.
但是有很多的理由呢，我们知道呢，其实没有第三个地方。
The Bible always divides the human race into two categories.
因为圣经都是把人呢分成两个类型，
not three，
不是三个。
So there are those who are going to heaven and those who are going to hell.
那些去天堂的和另外一些去地狱的。
There are those who are believers and there are those who are not believers.
那些相信的和那些不相信的。
There are those who are righteous and those who are unrighteous.
那些义的和那些不义的。
There are those who are wise and those who are foolish.
聪明的和愚昧的。
There are those who are the children of light and those who are the children of darkness.
信从光的孩子和信从黑暗的孩子。
But never three groups.
从来不是三群。
Some people actually have a different Bible than we have.
那有的人呢，手上的这地上有些人的圣经呢，跟我们手上圣经不一样。
They have extra books in the Bible that we don't have in our Bible.
他们在上面呢多了一些经卷。
And those extra books talk about this place called purgatory.
那些经卷里呢就讲到了关于炼狱的事。
So the question is, which would be right, this book or another book?
那答问题就是呢，哪一本是对的？这本呢，还是另外一本？
And the answer to that question is very simple.
那答案对这个问题的答案非常简单。
And that is that the Bible that we have, as far as the Old Testament is concerned, is the same Bible that Jesus used.
那就是我们现在用的手上这本圣经，在旧约的部分呢，就和耶稣当年用的圣经的部分，因为当时还没有新约，是一模一样的。
So we would want to read, wouldn't we, what he read, we would want to follow what he followed, and he did not include these other books in his Bible.
然后呢，我们会愿意读他所读的，愿意跟随他所跟随的，而不是现在的另外的版本。
But the major argument is this.
但主要的讨论是在这个上面。
We get to go to heaven for what reason?
我们去天堂是因为什么原因呢？
Do we get to go to heaven because we're good?
因为我们好，我们去天堂吗？
No.
不是。
We get to go to heaven because Jesus was good.
因为我们是因为基督很好，我们才去天堂。
We get to go to heaven only by grace through faith.
我们去天堂只有本乎恩，也借着信，因为恩典。也借助我们的信心。
We don't deserve to go there, but Jesus said, I will take you there, I will forgive your sins, and I will let you go to heaven because I extend to you my grace.
所以我们本不配得去天堂，但是耶稣说呢，我要赦免你，我要带你去天堂，因为要借着这个来显明我对你的恩典。
And the Bible says that we have access to this grace by faith.
圣经告诉我们呢，我们怎么能得着这个恩典呢？借着信心得着这恩典。
So that's why the Lord Jesus says, if anyone would like to come, he can come. I will extend an invitation to everyone. Those who choose to come, I will save.
所以圣经说呢，那些一切愿意来的都可以来， 我都会救他，耶稣说。
Now, the concept of purgatory is you go to purgatory, and when you're in purgatory, you pay for some of your sins or all of your sins, and then when the payment is done, you get to go to heaven.
然后呢，炼狱的这个说法的意思呢，就是你可以去那里，你去那个地方，然后呢，你可以付一些代价，付足了以后呢，你就可以到天堂去。
So if you were really, really good, how many of your sins could you pay for?
如果你真的很好，你有多少的罪你能够自己来赎啊？
That isn't the way it works, is it?
这根本不是这个事情本来有的方式，对不对？
When you're driving down the road, and the policeman gives you a ticket for speeding.
你在路上开车，你收到一张超速罚单。
You get a ticket because you were speeding.
你被罚款是因为超速了。
You can't say to the policeman, you follow me for the next 10 miles, and you'll see that I'm really good. That'll pay for my speeding ticket.
你不能跟那个抓住你的警察说呢，你再跟我跑十英里，你会看见我肯定不超速。这样的话呢，我就不用吃前面那张罚单了。
He will say, it doesn't matter how you drive tomorrow, you sped today, you're in trouble today.
警察一定会告诉你呢，不管你明天怎么开车。你现在超速了，你现在就得为这个超速，你得付上代价。
So the Bible says, especially in the book of Galatians, that we cannot make up for yesterday's sins by being good today.
所以尤其在加拉太书里面，圣经说得很清楚，我们不能因为今天的善行来弥补昨天的过错。
So nothing we can do in purgatory would forgive any of the sins that we committed in life.
所以不管你在炼狱里做了什么事情，你是不能够去弥补前面的这个罪。
So there is no such thing as purgatory, and it's contrary to the truth of God.
所以炼狱的这个说法是完全没有道理的，也根本不是圣经里来的。
All right, now I can't remember who asked the question, but hopefully that's a bit of an answer for you.
我也不记得是哪一位姊妹或弟兄问的问题，那希望这个回答可以。
All right, questions.
还有其他的问题吗？
All right, it's getting close to Christmas time. Maybe we should focus a little bit on the Christmas story. So I'm going to suggest we turn to the book of Isaiah.
因为快到圣诞节了那我们建议今天开始呢我们还是集中在关于神的耶稣的诞生上那我们先看这个以赛亚
Isaiah chapter 6
以赛亚书的六章
The amazing thing about the Bible is that it is a book of prophecy
圣经令人惊奇的一个部分一个角度呢就是它是一本预言的书
And God is the God who can tell today what's going to happen way out into the future
那神是这样的神呢他能今天说未来很远之后的未来会发生什么事情
And so we're going to read some verses just a couple of versesFrom the book of Isaiah chapter 9. And these verses were written according to my Bible, 758 years before the Lord Jesus Christ was born.
那我们读那个以赛亚书的九章哈不是六章九章那这些话呢都是在什么时候写的呢在我的圣经上是这么说的是在耶稣来之前的958年写的。
So is there anybody here would like to tell me what's going to happen in Vancouver, 758 years from now?
758年啊抱歉。有谁能够今天告诉我呢那个我们这个城市758年之后的事情。
That's preposterous. No, nobody. Nobody could know that.
没有人知道那个事情，对不对？
So here's Isaiah talking, And he says, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen.
这是以赛亚开始说了，他说我要告诉你未来会发生什么。
Verse 6, we'll read verses 6 and 7, probably first of all in Chinese, and then we'll read it together in English.
第六和第七节我们先用中文读，然后我们一起用英文读。谁用中文为我们读一下？第六节。
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙测试全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
Amen.
All right, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government
and peace
there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. All right. Well, that's absolutely amazing.
这是非常神奇的。
He says that something marvelous is going to happen. Verse 6, to us a child is born.
第六节说呢，有神奇的事情要发生，有一个婴孩为我们而生。
Okay, a lot of children are born, but usually children are born to individuals, a husband and a wife.
那很多的孩子会生，那经常呢，我们生的孩子呢是有丈夫和妻子一起生下来。
But this child is born to a nation. It's more than just a husband and wife.
那这个孩子是为一个国家而生的，不只是为这对夫妻而生的。
And then it says, to us a son is given.
而且呢，这个孩子是给我们的。
So the distinction is made between the child and the son.
所以这里已经开始有一个区别了，就是一个婴孩和一个儿子的区别。
All right. And so there were two aspects of the life of the Lord Jesus, weren't there? He was a child, a little baby.
然后呢，这就是耶稣的生命的不同的方面，对不对？他是一个孩子，婴孩，对吧？
But he was also a son.
他也是一个儿子。
He was God's son.
他是神的圣子。
Just over two chapters earlier, in chapter 7, verse 14, we should look at that. We considered it briefly this morning. Chapter 7, 14.
那我们往前翻一点，翻到七章十四节。
It says, 7:14, Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin shall be with child and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel.
因此主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利。
So here the child and the son is called Emmanuel.
所以这里这个婴孩和这个儿子呢，都被称作以马内利。
And his name Emmanuel means God with us.
以马内利的意思就是神与我们同在。
Okay. Now sometimes we use that word in English or in other languages. For children, they're called Manuel or Emmanuel, but that's maybe not a very good choice of words, because you see, there really only was one God with us.
有的时候呢，我们会用这个英文的词来表达其他的意思，但是我们现在都知道这个并不是特别合适，因为它就是在讲只有神是跟我们同在。
So he was born and he was called a child, but he was also a son given. God gave to us his son.
所以他不但是个婴孩而生啊，而且这是一个圣子，神的圣子赐给我们。
In John chapter 3 and verse 16, we read, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
我们约翰福音的三章十六节知道神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
All right, so this particular son, verse 6 goes on to say, the government will be on his shoulders.
那这一个特别的孩子呢，第六节说，政权必担在他的肩头上。
So that's an amazing thing. He basically says, I will be responsible for all the governments.
他其实是在说呢，他要为一切的政权来负责。
We were talking in our class this morning about the word minister, and we noted that Justin Trudeau is the prime minister.
我们今天早晨在上英语课的时候呢，在讲这个词叫 minister。我们知道呢，这边的总理呢，Justin Trudeau 是总理，是他也是用的 minister 这个词。
So that would mean he's the chief servant.
这个其实意思就是他是那个首席服侍人的，首席仆人。
But it also means that there are lots of other servants.
但也说呢，其实还有其他的仆人。
But this verse says that the government will be on Jesus' shoulders. He'll be responsible for everything.
那这里这节经文讲，其实这个政权是放在耶稣的肩上，他要承担一切。
He wouldn't just be the head of the government. The government will be all on him.
他并不只是说他是政权的头，而是呢整个政权都在他身上。
All right, and then the next verse says, or next line says, he will be called wonderful.
六节的后半段说他必称为奇妙。
Okay, what does the word wonderful mean?
奇妙的是什么意思？
Means full of wonder, doesn't it?
就是有很多神奇的事，对不对？
Have you ever stopped wondering about Jesus?
你有没有停止过对耶稣好奇啊？
Every time you learn about him, you would say, wow, wow. And he gets on higher and higher, and he's greater and greater.
每一次你更了解他，你说哦，又高一点，又高一点，然后他在你心里的那个地位，他是越来越高，越来越高的。
Each time you think of him, you say he is more wonderful.
每一次你想到他，你都会说，哎呀，他比我想的还要好。
I've even heard of stories of somebody getting married, and they say about their spouse, "You're just wonderful."
那有的时候呢，我听过这样的故事，说两个人结婚的时候，都彼此跟对方说，你是非常好的。
Sometimes after a while, a few years and so on, you say, well, maybe I was wrong.
可能过几年的时候，可能大概我当时错了。
That would be terrible.
那是很糟糕的。
Do you know it never happens with Jesus?
那你知道这样的事不会在耶稣身上发生的。
And each time we contemplate him,The more we learn about him, the more wonderful he becomes.
那我们越多的了解他呢，我们就越知道他是何等奇妙。
So when we were younger, we used to often sing a little chorus that goes like this. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before.
那我有小的时候呢，我们常唱一首圣诗，是这么唱的。他说呢，每一天你跟主在一起呢，都比前一天更甜蜜。
He just keeps on getting better and better.
他就是一直让你觉得他是更越来越好的。
So if you wanted to know whether that was true or not, what would you do?
你要想知道这到底是真是不是真的，你会怎么办
？You'd go to the oldest Christian and you would ask them.
你去找一个最老的基督徒，你去问他。
And you would say, is it better or is it worse?
你可以问他是越来越好呢，还是越来越糟。
Okay, everyone I've ever spoke to say, just keeps on getting better.
每一个人我 跟他聊的，他们都是这么说的，是越来越好的。
Bill MacDonald, the commentator that we often quote, says this. He says, the Christian life doesn't always get easier, but it does always get better.
Bill MacDonald, 就是我们经常用的解经，那本大的解经书的作者啊，那他跟我说呢，他说基督徒的生命呢，不常常是说变得越来越容易的，但是一定是变得越来越好的。
The next word is that he is the counselor.
那第二个呢 ,wonderful 后面那个词叫测试，奇妙的测试 ,counselor.
What does counselor mean?
那 counselor 这个词什么意思呢？
He's the one who gives wise wisdom in every situation in life, a counselor.
他就是那一个给生命中一切环境里给你智慧去处理的那么一个人。
So when you want to know wisdom, where do you turn?
如果你想要智慧，你会向哪边转向谁呢？
You go to the Bible.
你要去向导师那边。
Learn about Jesus.
学习关于耶稣。
Because he's the one with counsel.
因为他是那一个有智慧的。
So if Jesus were here today, and you asked him a question, what do you think his answer would begin with? What words do you think his answer would begin with?
如果你今天碰到耶稣，你问他一个问题，你猜他一开始的话会怎么讲？他会从什么开始讲？
I think every answer would begin like this. Take your Bible and turn to...
我猜呢，每一个回答都是这样的。他跟你说呢，你把你圣经拿出来，我们来翻到哪一页。
And he would give us counsel from this book. This is the source of wonderful counsel.
所以这是一个源头哈，是所有的奇妙的这个智慧的源头。
All right. And the next word says, mighty God.
那下一个词说呢，全能的神。
Is that the truth?
这是不是真的呢？
Is that amazing? How many people do you know whose name is Mighty God?
这是不是非常好呢？有多少人你知道他的名字叫大能全能的神呢？
There are many lawyers in Vancouver who were in the court before the court. They're called counselor.
那有这边呢有很多的律师在法庭上呢，他们也常常充当这个测试的角色。
Many people are called wonderful.
Not many, right?
Well, there probably are quite a few. I don't know.
有很多人也称为是奇妙的，也是很好的人。
Wonderful counselor, but mighty God.
但是呢，全能的神却是。
700 years before he was born, Isaiah said he's coming and his name is going to be Mighty God.
那在耶稣来700多年前，以赛亚就说呢，他要来，而且他要称作全能的神。
Is the virgin birth important?
这样的一个婴孩，童女怀孕出生重不重要呢？
Yes, Jesus Christ is the mighty God.
是非常重要，因为耶稣基督是那全能的神。
Now that's a very strange thing to predict 750 years before it happens.
那这是非常奇怪的一件事情，在这件事的750年前就预言了。
But that is exactly who Jesus was.
这是完完全全讲到了耶稣是谁。
And one of his disciples one day simply fell at his feet and said, Lord, you're my Lord and my God. You're the mighty God.
有一个门徒有一天到耶稣面前来说，哎，主啊，你是我的主，你是我全能的神。
All right. Now the next one, see if you can explain it. It says, He is the everlasting Father.
那第三个称呼呢，管他叫永在的父，我们怎么解释？
How could a baby be an everlasting father?
一个婴孩怎么能成为永在的父呢？
He would have to be God to be an everlasting father.
对，他必须得是一个神，否则他不会成为那个永在的父。
The word everlasting, when it relates to God, always goes in both directions. Everlasting means he never ends.
那永在呢，一定会有两个方向，一个呢就是它永不结束。
But everlasting goes back, we don't understand it, it keeps on going back, God always was.
然后呢，它往前呢，也是，它永远都是这样的，就是前后。
We can't understand that. So the question is, how could the baby be the father?
那问题就是他这个婴孩怎么成为一个父呢？
The answer is he was the father long before he became the baby.
答案就是呢，他老早就是那父了，在他成为婴孩之前就是了。
That's hard to understand.
这是非常难去理解的。
How did Isaiah know to write that 758 years before Jesus was born?
那以赛亚怎么知道能写下这些诗，在耶稣还没有来之前的700多年前？
Did Isaiah know that the baby who was born was going to be God?
以赛亚知不知道那个要生的婴孩其实就是神自己啊
Amazing. So, this particular child then is going to be wonderful, counselor, mighty God, everlasting father.
那这个人呢要称为奇妙测试全能的神永在的父
But then he's got another name.
他还有一个名字
His next name is the Prince of peace.
他下一个名字叫和平的君。
Isn't that amazing? Prince of peace.
有没有特别神奇啊？他就叫和平的君呢。
Many people in the world have been given great names because of their great acts.
在地上的很多人呢，因为他们很伟大的行为被称有一个伟大的名。
Very few of them were, were famous because of peace.
但是没有多少人是因为和平来出名的。
Most of them were famous because of war, weren't they?
很多人是因为能打仗而出名的。
So, in the Western world, there was a Greek whose name was Alexander the Great.
西方世界呢，有一个希腊人的名字叫亚历山大大帝。
He was called great because he killed so many people.
他叫大帝的原因呢，就是因为他杀了好多人。
Most people in history who were great were men of much slaughter.
所以历史上很多人被称为大，称为大帝，都是因为他杀了很多人。
This mighty God who was the everlasting father was going to be called the Prince of peace.
那这样的一个全能的神他还称作永在的父他却能成为和平的君
Okay, so you can understand that the people in Isaiah's day would say to themselves, I hope he comes soon. We need a man like that.
你可以想象以赛亚的时代的人们一定会说哎呀我们都希望他来这个我们是太希望了让他早点来
Alright, verse 7 now
said, 第七节
Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end.
他的政权与平安必加增无穷。
Is that easy to prophesy?
这个是容易预言的吗?
He's going to live. His kingdom will go on forever. He will be Lord forever. And his peace will be.Forever.
所以他会要成为那个王而且他的政权和平安呢都会存到永远
So what's the difference if I read verse 7 this way rather than the right way you tell me what's wrong with what I'm saying
我如果这么来读第七节不是这个顺序我换一个顺序来读你看错在哪里
This is what I will readOf his government and peace, there will be no end. What's wrong with that?
那他的政权和平安必无穷，哪里有问题啊？
It says it isn't that his government and peace will have no end. It means the increase of his government and peace will not have an end.
他并不是说他的政权与平安，他是他的政权与平安必加增无穷，加增。
So that means, doesn't it, that every year there's going to be more government and peace.
所以这里就意味着呢，每一年这样的政权、这样的管制和平安都是一直在涨的。
And every year is going to be better than the year before.
而且每一年都会比前一年更好。
So do you think you'll be bored if you go to heaven and you've been there for 10,000 years? Do you think you're going to get bored the next day?
所以你如果在那里你去天堂你在那边待十万年你会觉得每一天都很 boring 吗都很枯燥吗
The answer is no, because it's going to keep on getting better and better. You see, there's no end to the increase. It's just going to keep on getting better and better and better.And better.
然后呢答案是不可能的因为它一直在越来越好越来越好越来越加增所以它是到无穷的。
If someone were to prophesy this today in Vancouver, and you were to read it in the paper tomorrow, would you believe it?
如果有人今天这么在当地报纸上写这些事你会信吗
And the answer is no.Matter of fact, you wouldn't believe what's written in the Bible if it weren't written in the Bible.
你不可能信的。其实你如果圣经上写的，你都没有信。如果他没有写在圣经上呢
？The promises of the Bible are so good that if you found them anywhere else, you wouldn't believe them.
所以圣经的预言，圣经的应许已经是非常好了。所以你在其他地方看见，你根本就更不会信。
But you believe them.Because they are written in the Bible, and therefore you know they're good because there's so many other wonderful promises in the Bible that you know to be true.
在圣经里还有其他很多的预言，你都应许，你都最后知道它是真的，因为整本圣经它就是真的。
Okay, it says he will reign on David's throne.
然后第七节，皇后呢，她必坐在大卫的宝座上治理他的国。
So he didn't say he just might arise from anywhere.
他并没有说呢，他是从其他任何地方出现的，就不知道从哪里来的。
The promise isn't he might be a Canadian.
然后这个应许不是说呢，他可能是个加拿大人。
And the promise is not that he might come from China.
他也没有应许说他是一个中国人。
Promise is he's going to reign over David's throne.
应许是他要从大卫的宝座上出来
And over David's kingdom
是在大卫的国度里出来
He's going to establish it and uphold it with justice and righteousness
然后以公平公义使国坚定稳固
And it's going to be from that time on and forever
而且是要从今直到永远
That's an amazing prophecy
这是一个非常奇妙的预言。
When you read the Gospels, when you read the New Testament, it all fits together, and you say, "Yeah, I understand that."
当你读旧约，当你读整个新约，你会发现前后都织在一起啊，都印证是对的。
So the wonderful story of the Lord Jesus didn't begin in the days of the Lord Jesus. It didn't begin with Mary and Joseph. It didn't begin with people who lived in their time. It's all prophesied in the Old Testament. The New Testament is the fulfillment of the prophecies, explicit and implicit in the Old Testament.
所以我们现在就知道呢，整个耶稣的时代啊，它并不是只是在玛利亚和约瑟的那个时候开始，它早在700多年前在以赛亚的预言当中就已经讲到了那个事情，所以旧约和新约它完全是一体的。
All right, so that's an introduction to some prophecy regarding the Lord Jesus. Some questions and comments.
这是一个初步的介绍哈，关于耶稣的这个出生，看看大家有什么别的问题。
Okay, one of the things is that how do we know this is going to happen?
那有一个事情呢，我们会问哈，那我们怎么知道它会发生呢
？And the answer is that the end of verse 7, it says the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
答案就是最后一节我们没有读完的，因为万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。我们怎么知道呢
We know it's going to happen because God said it, and in His zeal, He will perform it.
我们知道是因为神应许了，然后在他的热心里，在他的里面的那个愿意里呢，他就一定会成就这事。
Okay, so these are not these prophecies are not wishful thinking.
所以这样的预言啊，不是一个脑子里想的概念啊。
They're not hopes.
它不只是盼望、希望。
But they are promises that will and must be fulfilled.
它是应许啊，会也一定能够被实现。
But you see, it took 758 years before the Lord Jesus Christ came.
但你看见呢，在他说完以后，都过了758年，耶稣还真的来了。
And when he was here, he fulfilled some of those prophecies.
然后当他来这里的时候呢，他完成了预言的一部分。
But he hasn't fulfilled them all yet.
他没有全部完成。
So when you get to the book of Revelation, what is the name given for to the Lord Jesus Christ?
你当你读启示录的时候，管耶稣基督的名字是叫什么呢？
In Isaiah chapter 9, he is called the Wonderful Counselor.
以赛亚书九章，他是称作奇妙的策士。
In the book of Revelation, he chooses for himself some other name.
在启示录里面呢，他给自己有一些其他的名字。
So chapter 1 and verse 17.
启示录一章十七节。
He says, verse 17. When I saw him, John said, I fell at his feet as though dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, Do not be afraid, I am the first and the last.
启示录的一章十七节，我一看见就扑倒在他脚前，我就是老使徒约翰，他就是基督哈，像死了一样。耶稣用右手按着我说，不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的。
And many times in the book of Revelation, he is referred to as the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega. Why?
在圣经里很多的地方，他都被称为起先的、末后的，他是 Alpha， 他是 Omega， 为什么
？Because what he began, he is going to finish.
原因是他只要开始了，他就一定会结束。
So some people ask the question, I wonder whether Jesus will fulfill all his promises.
有的人会说那样，我不知道耶稣是不是能把他所有的预言都实现
了。I wonder whether I really can trust him.
会说那我不知道我是不是真的可以相信他。
And the answer is, of course you can trust him because his very name is, I can be trusted. I'm the beginning and the end.
那我们可以相信他，因为他的名字就叫做我开始，然后我也是末后的，我也是结束的。
So if he doesn't answer the promises, if he doesn't fulfill his promises to you, then when you meet him, you can say, you know, you weren't true to your name. You never should have had that name. You didn't do it.
所以当他如果真的没有实现他这个应许呢，你见到他的时候，你可以说你这个都没有做，你自己说的都没有做。
But he put his character so far forward that he actually took the name of I will fulfill my promises.
那他把自己的这个本性啊，就这么早的就把后面的事情全部告诉我们，本性就启示给我们，他自己就是那个能起头也能结束，他从始至终都是他掌权。
All right, those are some of the thoughts on the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ came. Some questions now from you on this or other topics. What are your questions today?
这是关于耶稣要来的一点点介绍，看看大家还有别的问题吗？或者关于这个的问题也可以。
Who's got a question?
Mm-hmm. 大家可以继续问问题啊，因为本来周二就是一个答疑的过程啊。大家有圣经的问题也可以回，也可以问。
All right, let's go to Luke chapter 1.
我们来看一下路加的一章。新约路加。
And the story of the birth of the Lord Jesus is like many stories in the Bible. There's lots of things leading up to it.
所以耶稣的诞生就像圣经里很多其他的故事一样，有一个一环接一环的这个故事链啊。
God usually works that way.
神经常是这么工作的。
And you can see the hand of God, if you look in your life, you can see the hand of God leading up to a particular point in time, a particular event.
如果你仔细看这些事情啊，你就看见神的做工是他一件一件到最后到那个最关键的那个事情出来，但是他前面有很长的铺垫。
And so very often you will say, as you consider God's goodness to you, you'll say, Lord, you're not only good to me today, but I can see that you were working way back there to lead me to today.
如果你跟神一直跟随他的话呢，你慢慢就会发现你祷告感谢神，你并不只是感谢当前的这件事，你看见以前啊，神就一直在预备，今天只是这样的一个事情的结果。
So, one of the exciting things about the Christian life is to see how God is going to do things in the future.
那一个很好的基督徒的生命的表征就是呢，你会看见神会在未来啊给你预备很多。
But equally thrilling is to begin to learn how God was working in the past.
同样呢，你也会感到非常吃惊或高兴的，在过去很长的时间里，神也一直在预备你。
So, when Norm and I get to heaven, we're going to sit down with our grandmother.
如果罗马跟我去天堂了以后呢，我们一定会坐下来跟我们奶奶聊一聊。
And we're going to have a long conversation with her.
我们一定会跟她聊好久好久。
Okay. We never knew her. She died long before either of us were born.
我们从来没有见过她，在我们出生之前好久前她就已经过世了。
But she was a woman who found the Lord Jesus Christ as her Savior, not until she was about 40 years old, but she trusted in the Lord then, and then she began to send the truth of God into her children, into her family.
所以呢，她在她年轻的时候呢，她信主了，然后她把这样的福音呢，就给了她的家人，尤其是她的孩子们。
And we're going to be chatting with her, and we'll, as we have that conversation, she'll tell us something, and we'll say, wow, I wondered where that came from. And we'll realize that she had laid a foundation for us long before we were born that we could build on.
所以呢，我们一定会有这样的场景。当我听到她讲一些事情的时候，我说，哎呀，我现在知道了为什么是这样。原来在我们还没出生的时候，你已经把这件事情的根基打下来了。
And so she's going to be happy to see how the truth of God carried on in our lives.
所以她一定会很高兴看见神的真理呢，在我们的几代人里面一直往下传。
But we're going to be happy to see how the truth of God began in her life.
然后我们会很高兴呢，神的真理在我们很早以前就已经埋在那儿了。
So, the story of the birth of the Lord Jesus actually begins in Luke chapter 1 with the story of the birth of John the Baptist.
那同样回到路加福音呢，耶稣的故事开始啊，是从施洗约翰的出生开始的。
God has usually got something good to do before he gets on to something even better to do.
神总是要先做一些很好的事，在做什么，在做更好的事之前，先做一些很好的事。
So,The Lord Jesus had to come according to Old Testament prophecy, and he had to come with a logical, foundation, a logical preparation.
那耶稣在旧约也有很多预言讲到他要来呢是有一个非常强的逻辑的顺序的。
So Luke gives us a picture of what happened to the Lord before the Lord Jesus Christ came, immediately before the Lord Jesus Christ came.
所以路加会讲到耶稣来之前就是那个之前很短一段时间的这些事呢路加都讲了。
Matthew follows the logic of the Lord Jesus Christ all the way from Abraham down to the Lord Jesus. He says there's a big, a big history there.
那马太呢是从亚伯拉罕一路讲下来讲到这个耶稣啊讲了好长的时间。
And John says the history goes back farther than that because John goes all the way back to God in the beginning. Jesus was there.
那约翰福音讲的更远了，他直接把他推到了太初啊，就是有神的时候就有了耶稣。
So we'll read a little bit together about the birth of John the Baptist.
那我们会读一点关于施洗约翰的出生。
Verse 5.
第五节。
In the time of Herod.King of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife, Elizabeth, was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were upright in the sight of God, observing the Lord's commandments and regulations blamelessly. But they had no children because Elizabeth was barren and they were both well along in years.
当犹太王希律的时候呢，亚比亚班里有一个祭司名叫撒加利亚，他妻子是亚伦的后人，名叫伊丽莎白。他们二人在神面前都是义人，遵行主一切诫命礼仪，没有可指摘的，只是没有孩子，因为伊丽莎白不生育，没有两个人又年纪老迈。
So God was going to do a great thing. The Lord Jesus was going to be born, but before that, there had to be someone who could preach about the Lord Jesus.That was John the Baptist. Before that, John the Baptist had to be born, so we're given an introduction to his mother and father.
那耶稣来是一件很美好的事。那在这之前呢，神要先安排施洗约翰来。施洗约翰要讲道来为耶稣铺路哈，让大家的注意到耶稣那里去。所以这里就在讲施洗约翰来之前他父母的故事。
What was the outstanding thing about his mother and father?
他的父母有什么突出的点吗？
Well, they were upright in the sight of God.
他们在神面前都是义人。
And they kept on doing his work.
他一直在服侍神。
They went into the temple. Zechariah went into the temple and he offered the sacrifices as they had been doing for hundreds of years.
那他撒加利亚呢是去到圣殿献祭，就像以色列人很多很多年几百年里这么做的一样。
And so if you were to ask him and say, Zechariah, why are you doing that?
那别人会问说撒加利亚你为什么这么做呢？
And he would say, because God wants me to.
因为他会回答说因为神告诉我们这么做。
And then you might say to him, well, Zechariah, this has been going on for hundreds of years. Do you know not much has happened?
然后会有人说呢那撒加利亚这都已经搞了几百年了也没发生什么呀。
And Zechariah says, I'm not here because something spectacular was going to happen. I'm here because God said, I want you to do this.
撒加利亚会回答说呢我并不是因为会有什么奇妙的事情发生我才来我是因为神就告诉我们这么做我在一直这么做。
And so, he went often into the temple and not very much happened.
所以他经常一直的做祭司去到圣殿但并没有特别奇怪的事情发生。
All right, we'll read just verses 8, 9, and 10. When Zechariah's division was on duty and he was serving as priest before God, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord to burn incense. And when the time for the burning of incense came, all the assembled worshippers were praying outside.
撒加利亚按班次在神面前供祭司的职分，照祭司的规矩致谦。得进主殿烧香烧香的时候众百姓在外面祷告
Verse 11 says Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him standing at the right side of the altar of incense
那第十一节说有主的使者站在香坛的右边向他显现
How do you think he felt?
那你会感觉他你觉得他会怎么样感觉
Okay Have you ever been surprised by somebody else in the room when you didn't think he was there?
你有没有在一个房子里被一个你不认为他应该在那的人吓着啊？
And you say, I didn't know you were here. Oh, you scared me, huh?
你说，哦哟，我不知道你在那里，你吓死我了。
Okay, now that's what happens to you when you're in the living room. What would few would do in the temple? Nobody was ever to be in that room.
那这是你在客厅里都会这么吓着。如果你是在圣殿里呢，你从来不会期望在那里见到任何人的时候，你见着了会怎么样？
Okay, and he would have been, Zechariah would have been absolutely amazed. He'd say, what? Nobody's supposed to be here.
撒加利亚会非常非常的吃惊，说没有人应该在这里。
Alright, verse 11 says, Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. You can imagine, he would have said, What is going on?
有主的使者站在香坛的右边向他显现，撒加利亚看见就惊慌害怕。你可以想象，他是会说，哎呀，这个到底发生了什么？
But the angel said to him, Don't be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard.
天使对他说，撒加利亚不要害怕，因为你的祈祷已经被听见。
Sometimes, you know, when people pray, they really think that God isn't going to answer.
所以很多时候，当我们祷告的时候，其实我们心里会想的，神大概不会成就的。
Because they prayed and prayed.
因为他们祷告啊，求啊，求。
How long do you think Zechariah and Elizabeth were praying for a son?
你猜撒加利亚和伊丽莎白祷告求一个儿子会祷告多久啊？
Long time.
很长的时间。
They were old.
因为他们好老了。
They were probably praying for children before they got married.
他们很可能在结婚前就开始为有个儿子祷告了。
And I think they probably said, oh, I guess God isn't going to answer our prayers.
我猜啊，到那个时候你一定会心想，上帝大概不会听我们祷告了。
But you be encouraged, keep on praying. Just keep on praying. Don't stop praying. Keep on praying.
所以不要被这个时间所让你沮丧，你就一直祷告，一直祷告就好。
Okay.
千万不要失望。
So verse 13 says, But the angel said to him, Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son. You are to give him the name John.
所以撒加利亚不要害怕，因为你的祈祷已经被听见了。你的妻子伊丽莎白要给你生一个儿子，你给他起名叫约翰。
Okay, what's the name John mean?
约翰的意思是什么？
It means Jehovah is gracious.
他的意思是耶和华是恩典，有恩典的。
And sometimes you and I pray and pray and pray, but when the answer comes, we almost always say, Oh Lord, you're so gracious to me.
有的时候呢，我们一直祷告，一直祷告，当神听允我们祷告实现的时候呢，我们会说，主啊，你真的是有恩典。
And verse 14 says, He will be a joy and delight to you.
14节说的你必欢喜快乐。
That's what God's plan was for them. You can imagine how thrilled they would be to hear that.
所以这就是神对我们的美好的旨意啊。你可以想象当撒加利亚听见这回应的时候会是多高兴的。
Many of you know the story of John the Baptist. Did he have an easy life?
我们都知道施洗约翰的故事，他的一生是不是容易呢？
He had a hard life. They ultimately killed him, didn't they? They cut his head off.
Yeah, 他不但一生很艰难，而且到最后呢，他都被砍头了。
Did he bring joy to his mother and father?
他有给他的爸爸妈妈带来喜乐和平安吗？
So very, very often, you'll find that life is hard and yet extremely joyful.
有的时候呢，会看见这些生活啊，它不是你想的那么容易，而且也不是那么喜乐平安的。
So Zechariah was very disappointed when John the Baptist was killed if he was still alive.
You mean It's not easy, but it's...
That's right, it's not easy, but that's right. That's
okay, okay,
saying,
no,
yeah.
Oh, no, 我翻错了。他说、yeah. 是人是人生命不是那么容易，但是还是很平安喜乐的。
But he would have been very, very proud of his son John.
因为他的父母会为他的儿子感到非常的骄傲。
Probably shed lots of tears, but oh, he was a happy father. He had a wonderful son.
虽然有很多的眼泪，但是他非常的高兴，因为他有个很棒的儿子。
And that's our prayer for ourselves and for our family. All of us love our children. And our prayer is that God will not just bless us, He will bless our children too.
所以这也是为我们为自己的祷告，也为孩子的祷告。那神不但祝福我们，也祝福我们的孩子。
Keep on praying for your children. Keep on praying that God will do a great work in the life of your children.
所以一持续的不要灰心的为你们的孩子祷告，求神在他们的生命当中做美好的工。
I keep telling stories here because sometimes they're interesting for us to learn by. But there was a fellow who got saved about 50 years ago in West Vancouver.
那我经常在我们这个查经的时候呢讲故事啊。那有一个人呢，大概50年前在西温的得救了。
He was so happy to get saved, and he decided.That he would tell his family about the Lord Jesus.
他非常高兴啊，得救了，所以他决定要跟他的家人分享这个福音。
So he started telling them about the Lord Jesus, and they said, "We don't want to hear that."
他开跟他的家人讲耶稣基督的时候呢，他家人说，哎，我不想听。
And they wouldn't listen, and he tried to explain it, and they wouldn't listen.
然后他就努力在解释。他们还是不听，就是不听。
He went to his wife, and his wife especially said, "You know," she said, "Before I met you, I was a really nice girl."
然后呢，他就跟他太太讲，他太太说呢，你知道吗？我在遇到你之前呢，我是个很好的女孩。
And then she said, "When I met you, you introduced me to the party life and all kinds of things like that."
当我遇见你呢，你就把我带去这种 party 这些地方啊。
He says, and I like that.
然后呢，我也很喜欢。
But she says, now that you're a Christian, you're boring.
然后他说呢，现在你变基督徒了，你变得很无趣了。
So she said, I don't want to hear that.
我不想听你说的这些。
So he thought, what can I do to tell them about the Lord Jesus?
然后他就说呢，我能怎么办呢？我能怎么跟人讲关于耶稣基督？
So he said, I'm going to write out.The story, how to become a Christian. I'm going to write it out, and then I'm going to give it to them to read. I'm going to write it out and say, I think I'm going to publish this. Would you proofread it for me?
然后他就说，我要把这些东西写下来，就是关于耶稣基督的这个要信他的这些事，我写下来，然后给我的家人读。
So he wrote it out, and he gave it to them, and they said, we don't want to read this. This is all about religion.
然后呢，他写下来了，给他们读。你看，不，这就宗教的东西，我们不读。
So anyway, he thought, well, maybe I should write something else. So he wrote something else.
他说呢，那也许我还要再写一点别的。他又写了一点别的。
They wouldn't read that either.
他们也不读。
So he sent it off to the publisher, a publisher in the United States, and the publisher published them.
然后呢，他就把这个他写的东西呢，就寄给了美国的出版社。美国出版社还真出版了。
And we've got a few copies of them right here at the chapel today.
我们今天的这个教会还有一些这个他印的东西。
Well then, in an amazing way, his wife became a Christian.
然后在一个很神奇的方式里呢，他的妻子呢得救了，也成为基督徒了。
And a few years after that, his eldest son became a Christian.
然后过了一些年呢，他的长子啊，他的老大也得救了。
And then his wife became a Christian.
然后这个长子的妻子呢也得救了。
And there was only one son left who was in the family who wasn't a Christian.
那就他们家就剩一个另外一个儿子他没有得救了。
And so he said, I don't like it around here anymore, all these Christians, I'm going away on a worldwide trip.
然后呢因为他们家就剩他没得救了这儿子就说我再不想在这里待我要去全球我要环球旅游去了。
And so he packed his bags and he headed south.
然后他就把他的包打起来他就往南走了。
And he went to Mexico City.
他就去了墨西哥城。
And in Mexico City, as he was walking down a street, he looked in the front window of a bookstore.
然后呢，在墨西哥城呢，当他往在街上走的时候呢，他就看见那个书店的书橱上有一本书啊。
And in the window of the bookstore was a copy, a Spanish translation copy.Of the book that his father had written that he wouldn't read.
然后这本书呢，就是因为墨西哥讲西班牙语，就是西班牙语的译本，他父亲写的，当年写的那本书的西班牙语的译本。
And he said, "My father's God is chasing me all the way to Mexico."
然后他说，我父亲的神呢，一路追我都追到这儿来了。
Okay.He became a Christian.
他也成了一个基督徒。
Okay, God moves. God is moving. Zechariah and Elizabeth prayed, and they prayed, and they prayed. They prayed that God would give them a son. And God didn't just give them an ordinary son. He gave them one of the greatest men that ever lived.
所以不要灰心，在祷告里，神不但给了撒迦利亚一个儿子，而且给了用耶稣的评价说他是妇人所生、人所生里面最大的、这么最好的一个儿子。
Keep on praying, don't stop praying.
所以一直祷告哈，不要灰心，不要灰心。
All right, verse 14 again.
那十四节继续。
It says, He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of His birth.
那有许多人因他出世也必喜乐。
God likes to do good things, but God usually likes to do bigger things than we ask for.
神很愿意做好，为我们做很好的事啊，但他更愿意做大事啊，比我超出我们想象的。
It says, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from birth.
十五节说他在主面前要为大，淡酒浓酒都不喝，从母腹里就被圣灵充满了。
And he was not to drink wine or other fermented drink.Because God said that there are a special group of outstanding servants and they are never to take wine. They're not even to drink grape juice. They're to be separated for God.
因为在旧约里神说呢，有一群人啊，他们是要成为神的服侍神的人，对，就专心服侍神的人，所以他们是不喝酒的。
Because he was so separated to God, God was able to use him in a great way.
正是因为他们是分别出来专门服侍神的，神就能够用他们在一个特别大的地方。
It's that way in just about everything in life, isn't it?
所以这些就是关乎生命中的一切事，对不对？
How did Bill Gates get to be rich?
那比尔盖茨是怎么富有的呢？
He spent a lot of time at it.
因为他花了很多时间在上面，对不对？
And when Bill Gates got married, he realized his life was going to have to change. He couldn't spend all his time at work.
当比尔盖茨结婚了以后呢，他觉得他的生命要发生改变，所以他不能把所有的时间都花在工作上。
So he promised his wife. He said, after we are married,I promise you, I will always get home from work by midnight.
然后他就跟他的这个太太就承诺啊，所以我结婚以后呢，我一定每天午夜之前一定回家。
Okay, John the Baptist was wholly devoted to God.
神，施洗约翰呢是完全把自己献给了神。
God says, I appreciate that, and I can use you.The way I can't use other people, I can use you because you're totally devoted to God.
所以说，神就说呢，我可以用你啊，完全的用你，因为你全然的献给了神。
So verse 16 then says, many of the people of Israel will he bring back to the Lord their God.
16节说的，他要使许多以色列人回转归于主他们的神。
And John the Baptist was probably the most powerful preacher that the world has ever known.
是约翰可能这个地上最有力的一个讲道者。
He used to preach way out in the river valley, a long way away from where the population lived.
River valley,
In the river, the Jordan Valley.
Okay. 那他一直在约旦河谷啊，远离人群的地方一直讲道。
All right, but the people went to hear him. And many of the people who went to hear John the Baptist had to travel for many days to get to hear him preach.
使徒约翰讲道的时候呢，很多人要去听他的讲道，一定要走几天的路再到他那里去。
He was very, very powerful.
他是非常有能力的一个传道人。
Verse 17 says, He will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
17节他必有以利亚的心智能力行在主的面前叫为父的心转向儿女叫悖逆的人转从义人的智慧又为主预备何用的百姓。
All right, he was doing all this to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
他做这些呢，是要预备一些人啊，为主来预备。
What do you and I have to do to be a people who are prepared for the Lord?
那我们要预备，为主预备啊，那我们要预备什么呢？如果是我们的话。
Heart and knowledge, yes.
就是心和知识。
Actually, John the Baptist was a preacher of repentance.
实际上呢，施洗约翰是一个，他讲的是什么道呢？是悔改。
And John the Baptist's message was, listen, the Lord is going to come, you'd better get ready for him.
所以施洗约翰的信息非常简单，主要来了，你们最好要准备一下。
Okay, so we had a discussion like this in this room about 5 or 7 years ago. And I asked the ladies this question.
那有在五到七年前呢，有一也是在这个房间里啊，我跟另外一个姊妹有一番对话。那我问她一个问题，一个女士。
The question I asked the ladies was this: What would you do if you got a letter from the Queen? And the Queen said, I am so glad to hear about you. I'm coming to Vancouver and I want to spend an afternoon at your house.
那我就跟这个女士说呢，如果你收到一封女王的信，这个女王的信中说呢，我非常高兴能收到你的信，我愿意，我现在要来温哥华了，我要在你们家住，会在你们家待一个下午。你会怎么样？
So I asked the ladies, what would they do?
那我问这个女士，你会怎么办？
What do you think the answers were?
你猜她会怎么回答呢？
Okay. One lady said, I'd clean the house.
啊，有好几个女士在这个在回答。那有一个说呢，我要去回去打扫我房间嘛。
And another lady said, I'd get a new paint job.I just paint the house inside and out. That's what I would.
然后我要把房子刷一遍。另外一个说。
And another lady said, I'd get a new house.
另外一个说呢，我要去再去买一个大房子。
Okay, you'd do that, wouldn't you? The queen was going to come to your house. You'd say, well, I better smart enough here. What would you do if Jesus were going to come to your house?
那如果耶稣要来你的房子，你会怎么办？
That's what he's going to do. That's what he wants to do. He wants to come to your heart. Wants to come to my heart. What are we going to do?
如果他要到我们的心里来，我们要怎么做？
Now Jesus was going to come to the land of Israel. He hasn't been born yet. At this part of the story, John hasn't been born yet. Jesus was going to be born 6 months later.But people were told to get ready. John the Baptist said Jesus is going to come, and the people came to him, and they didn't get new houses, but they did repent, and they were baptized with the baptism of repentance.
所以，耶稣在那个时候呢，刚好比施洗约翰晚了半年六个月来，所以呢，施洗约翰在他之前做一个什么铺垫呢？就是告诉大家那个主要来了。啊，你们要悔改，所以每一个人在施洗约翰的接受的洗呢，就是悔改的洗，预备他们的心，洁净他们的心。
What would the baptism of repentance teach us？
那悔改的洗告诉我们什么道理呢
？Baptism of repentance would say, "Listen, I used to do all these bad things, but Jesus is coming. I don't want to do them anymore."
那悔改的洗就是这么个意思。现在呢？我真的做了很多很糟糕的事，前面一大堆，然后现在呢，耶稣要来了，我真的不想再做这些事。
The baptism of repentance says my life's a mess, but I want my life to be clear and open so that Jesus can come in and do whatever He wants.
所以悔改的洗就是我的生命已经团糟了，那我现在呢，我愿意重新开始。那我希望耶稣呢能来啊，就他来的时候可以进来做他愿意的事。
So Barbara Cummings was telling me the other day about a book that we read 50 years ago entitled My Heart, Christ's Home.
那Barbara 有一天跟我们讲到一本50年前的他们读过的一本书哈，叫做我的心耶稣的就是基督的家。
That's a good title for a book, isn't it?
这是
My Heart, Christ's Home.
我的心，基督的家，这是个很好的标题，是吗？
And so, if your heart were going to be Christ's home, what you would want to do is you would want to have everything nice for Him, but you'd also say to Him, listen, if you don't like the way it's arranged, you just change it around. In a bedroom, sometimes you put a bed here and a lamp there and so on. And you'd say to the Lord Jesus, you can come into my house, you can be in this bedroom, but if you want to move the furniture, you just go right ahead.
所以我们会这么跟主说，就是我们一开始会预备这个房间，然后会打扫它，然后我们会跟主说呢，你愿意动的时候你就可以动啊，我们经常在家里有的时候床这么摆啊，那个厨子那么摆啊，我们会把这个主权交给神啊，交给基督，那他来了，他就是这个房子的主。
Okay, so that's what John the Baptist was going to do. He was a marvelous man.
这就是施洗约翰这个很棒的很奇妙的人啊，他做的事情。
Verse 18.
那十八节
Zechariah asked the angel, How can I be sure of this? I'm an old man, and my wife is well along in years.
撒加利亚对天使说，我凭什么可知道这些事呢？我已经老了，我的妻子也年纪老迈了。
Verse 19, the angel answered, I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and have been sent to speak to you,to tell you this good news, and now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their proper time.
天使回答说，我是站在神面前的加百列，奉差而来到你，对你说话，将这好消息报给你。到了时候，这话必然应验，只因你不信，你必哑巴，不能说话，直到这事成就的日子。
Was that fair?
这个公平吗？
Yes.
And have somebody ever said to you, I'm going to do something, and you say, oh, well, why?
如果有人到你这来，你说我要做一点什么事情对你啊，然后。
And so God says, or the angel says to him, listen, because you didn't believe me, you're not going to be able to talk.
然后天使说呢，就是因为你不相信啊。
For at least 9 months.
至少九个月你就说不了话了。
Why? Because he didn't believe the angel. Should he have believed the angel?
他应不应该相信天使呢？
Yeah, the angel, you don't usually see angels there. He knew this was all miraculous.
其实在那里是不应该能看见天使，他知道这就是神迹了。
But you see, he thought, well, maybe it won't, I don't know, and he began to doubt. And the Lord said to him, Zechariah, you're not going to be able to talk until this is proven to be true.
所以正是因为他在那里怀疑啊，神就跟撒加利亚说，你要一直等到这个事应验的时候呢，你就不说话了。
Have you ever met anybody who stopped talking about Jesus? Sometimes you will. And sometimes you'll stop talking because you don't really believe.
有没有碰到这种时候，就是我们不讲耶稣基督啊？我们会的原因是呢，其实因为我们不信了。
What do we learn? We learn this. Keep on believing and keep on talking.
我们从这里学到的就是持续的信，以及持续的说。
God's good. God's gonna do it.
神是好的，神会自己成就这事。
So don't be discouraged and certainly don't be silent.
所以不要沮丧啊，更不要沉默。
But it is very true. Oftentimes people, because they don't really believe in Jesus, they stop talking about him.
所以很多时候人，我们的心里当不相信的时候呢，我们就不会说了。
Well, our time is just about gone. What happens, of course, is that over the next 9 months, the child, is prepared and he's delivered at the end of that time. And when he, is born, then Zechariah starts to talk again.
因为时间关系呢，我们就不讲后面的，经文的细查了。但这个故事的结束呢，就是九个月之后呢，当施洗约翰出生了，撒加利亚就开始说话了。
And everybody is amazed. It's obvious that God was doing the work.
那每一个人都非常的吃惊，因为很明显是神在做这工。
All right, and all of this was preparation.
但所有这些呢，都是预备，都还只是预备。
It was an encouragement to Mary to see what God was doing in Elizabeth's life, in Zechariah's life. It's been an encouragement to us. And John prepared the way for the teachings of the Lord Jesus.
因为在这之后呢，因为那个玛利亚也去见他们了，所以撒加利亚和那个伊丽莎白的这个见证对玛利亚也是个非常大的鼓励，当然了，对今天我们也是非常大的鼓励。
All right. Additional questions, comments. We got just a few minutes. Can we clarify anything for you?
还有什么更多的问题吗？因为这个是一个完全是一个预备哈，就是只讲到了施洗约翰。
我有一个不是问题的问题，他说那个施洗约翰是妇人身里面最大的，我想知道是说他比以利亚以利亚呀、大卫啊什么的，他比他们的。
So, John the Baptist is the largest. Is the largest or born from woman, right?
The greatest. Greatest is the word.
Yeah, greatest, which means greater than David and Elijah?
Probably true, yes. Probably greater. In terms of the impact that he had, David was the king, Elijah was a prophet in one direction, David was in another direction. Sorry, not David. John the Baptist was in another direction. But John the Baptist was amazingly great. See, David killed Goliath.David was the king. Everybody went to David. Elijah did all kinds of miracles. Everybody acknowledged him. John the Baptist never did a miracle. All John the Baptist ever did was preach the truth of God in power. People came to him not because he was king, not because he gave a free lunch or was miraculous in his power. They came just becausehe spoke to their conscience and they wanted to get right with God.
所以应该是这样的，就是呢这是完全两个不同的角度。在旧约里面，这些大能的王，比方说大卫或者那些先知啊， 有行神迹的以利亚，大卫和以利亚是两个很典型的例子。那一个呢，像大卫他杀了哥利亚，他是非常有能力的，每一个人都知道他是王，都跑到他那去吵去拜他。
他得着荣耀了。
不是得着荣耀，你听。然后另外呢，以利亚他有很大的能力，他有行了很多的神迹，这个全都是外面的。但是呢，施洗约翰在这里的这短短的也是一段时间里。他没有行任何的神迹，他也没有做任何特别显著的事，但是他全部的话全讲到人心里去了，然后呢所有的人都到他那里去悔改。所以这样的能力是大过外在的能力的，所以他兴起妇人所生兴起没有大过他的，就是这是两个不同的路，但是呢里面的大过外面的，话能说到人心里，把以色列人全部说到这个约旦河边上来悔改，这个的能力。
他这说的大是指的能力 power。
对对。
我问一个问题啊，就是说，
这
个咱们现在的神说他是开始，他是结束啊，那道成肉身来到这个世间啊，是因为。看到世间没有人再认识他了，来到这里，把世间的人带到中间，是这个意思吗？
你说他来的目的是吗？
对，
目的就是应该是拯救。Yeah, so the question is, God is the beginning, is the end, right? So, Jesus in flesh come to this world.And the purpose of the Jesus coming to world, what's the purpose? It's the salvation, right? I don't know. You can answer. Yeah. So everybody in the world get lost, right?
Everybody in the world is lost.
Is
That's
lost.
Why he came.
Yeah. 对，他说就是个，就是因为全地的人都迷失了，对，所以他要来，对，来救人，对。就是来救人。
Okay. All right. Well, our time is gone. We'll have a word of prayer.
我们时间的问题，我们先祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for your doing your work according to your schedule.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，因为您按照您的时间来做您的工作。
And we marvel, Lord, that you use these somewhat strange ways to accomplish your work.
主啊，我们要特别惊奇，因为您用这些看似奇怪的方式来完成您的工作。
And you took men and women like Zechariah and Elizabeth. You kept them waiting a long time so that they prayed sincerely. And then you blessed in such a wonderful way.
主啊，像撒加利亚和伊丽莎白这样的忠实的仆人，您让他们等候了很久啊，然后您让他们见到如此神奇的方式来成就他们的祷告，增加他们的信心。
And Lord, we pray that we might be people like Zechariah and Elizabeth.
主啊，我们也愿意我们成为像撒加利亚和伊丽莎白这样的人。
We want to be faithful in our service for the Lord and our belief in Him.
主啊，我们愿意。在我们的服事当中有更大的信心，也信靠您。
And we pray that you will keep us consistent in prayer for those things that are right.
主啊，我也让我们在我们的心里能够医治啊，在和我们所祷告的事呢，我们里外都医治。
And we pray, Lord, that you will, in your time, do a wonderful work in us and through us and for others through our lives.
主啊，也愿意您在您的时间表里，做一些美好的工，在我们身上，也借着我们做在别人身上。
So we give thanks now in Jesus' name, looking to you for help.
我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名来求您的帮助。
Amen.
Amen.
可是那从一开始吃苹果的时候不就没吃吗？